Day 71 of hashtag 365. My name's Alex Baker. Hello there, my friend.
In a world of delicious calories, an unstoppable onslaught of advertising, and mozzarella sticks.
God, they're so delicious, aren't they?
One man faces the ultimate battle. This is hashtag 365.
Yeah, it is. And do you know what? Let's go for a little bit more of a posy vibe, shall we, today for the music. Sometimes it's a bit dramatic and a bit gloomy. Today, though, I've woken up. And today I had a choice. Do I beat myself up for the failure of last week? Or do I crack on and make better choices? And do you know what? I think you know what I've decided.
Behind the strange signal, there's an alien intelligence that knows all.
Bye-bye, alcohol. Bye-bye, coffee. Hello, non-bloated weight loss. Let's do this. Do you know what? It's so easy to get down on yourself. It's so easy to think, oh, I've messed it up. This is rubbish. And I know I bang on about it all the time, being a marathon, not a sprint. And it is a marathon, not a sprint. I don't care if you've fallen off the wagon. Get back on it with me today. Even if you haven't listened to the last 20 episodes, 30 episodes, let today be the time that you kind of re-embrace it and get back on that saddle, back on that horse, that weight loss horse. And today, together, we'll start our journey off into the sunset of weight loss. I don't know how long I can keep up that metaphor. But anyway, do you know one thing I have to say as well? I'm feeling properly inspired today. I walked up the escalators at Piccadilly Circus this morning at, like, God knows, 6:30 in the morning or something ridiculous like that. And I was walking up the escalator, and because I've been going running with my mate Paul, I was thinking, I'm nowhere near as tired walking up this escalator as I would usually be. I was feeling kind of good about it. And then when I got to the very, very top of the escalator, it's quite a big escalator as well, I was confronted with a wall of adverts, as I always am every single morning, for McDonald's. On every single ticket gate, every single one, a box of 20 nuggets. Chicken nuggets staring me in my face.
Eat me, Alex, eat me. Think of the succulent chicken breast, Alex, think of it.
Behind the strange signal.
Think of it.
The intelligence that knows all.
No. I felt good about walking up that escalator. I had breath in my lungs for once. And I looked at those chicken nuggets and I went, you're not going to get me. You're not going to get me, McDonald's. No, I've had enough of this. I've had enough of it. It really does feel like the little guy taking on the world when you're doing this. Do you know what I mean? If you've had that same experience, if you had that same feeling where you feel like you're getting bombarded at all times, left, right, centre, when you're awake, when you're asleep, dreaming about food at all times. People are advertising it, shoving it down your throat. Eat this, drink that, eat this, drink that. It's constant and it's relentless and I've had enough of it. I keep thinking about how it's going to feel when there's so much less pressure on my heart and on my joints, you know, when I've shed the weight. I keep thinking about being able to walk around in public, not being constantly aware of my body. Having this kind of false perception that anyone actually gives a damn what I look like, when I know they don't. I know the world doesn't revolve around me, I get that. But that's not how it feels, you know? Maybe that's something you can relate to. You know, it's not how it feels when you've got body confidence issues. You feel like people's eyes are on you at all times. But not anymore. Not anymore. For the next 30 days, I'm cutting out alcohol, I'm cutting down on coffee. Bro, cutting it out altogether, probably. Definitely alcohol. Coffee, I'll see how I go. Coffee, I don't think it's bad for you necessarily if you're having it black. It's just the bloating that I'm trying to get around. But I've had it. I'm not doing this again. I'm not going through another week, getting to my weigh-in at the end of the week and kind of not knowing which way it's going to go. And then having that kind of disappointed feeling in my belly when I realise that I've actually put weight on. I'm just not doing it anymore. I'm not having that. That's not what hashtag 365 is about. Do you know what I mean? It's about a steady journey towards an accomplished, focused goal. That's what it's all about.
And I'm not standing on those scales and seeing weight gain again. Just not doing it. Not doing it. And you can chuck as much temptation at me as you want, world. But I'm not doing it. When I stand on the scales on Sunday, I'm going to be at most 17 stone four. I'm going to absolutely commit to not only losing the 2 pounds that I gained, but losing another 3 pounds on top of it. I'm going to walk further. I'm going to walk. I've got two offices, one in Soho, one in Camden. I'm going to walk between those offices. I'm not going to get the bus. I'm not going to get the train. I'm going to walk it. I'm going to max out my steps. I'm going to be kind to myself, but I'm going to eat lights. I'm going to eat healthy salads. I'm going to eat lean meats. I'm not going to have any snacks. Bye-bye alcohol. Bye-bye coffee. And hello, scales. I look forward to you at the end of this week.